recent terror attacks in India could spell trouble for believers. Increased piracy makes believers desperate for the hope of Christ. And short-term English teachers are reaching students with a gospel. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Nationalist anger is beginning to surface in India in the wake of Muslim militant attacks at the heart of the financial district last week. Though not directly impacted by the crisis, Dave Stravers of Grand Rapids, Michigan-based Mission India is more concerned about the long-term impact of the terrorist strike.
This is giving a lot of political ammunition to the BJP. This party is anti-Muslim and anti-Christian, and it could give them enough impetus to actually get control of the government of India as they did have about 10 years ago. And this will be very bad news for Christians because they will propose strong anti-conversion laws. They will be perceived as giving support for these anti-Christian elements.
Hindu extremists have been connected to the attacks on believers in Orissa. Their message to believers is stop. However, the gospel is still going out. Stravers says their church planters are still active.
We're praying for Christians to be strong in their witness. The church is growing fast. This is the good news. But nevertheless, believers will perhaps be suffering in the meantime.
Meanwhile, Gospel for Asia President K.P. Yohannan laments recent attacks against foreigners in India's capital and questions who's truly behind them. Coordinated gun and grenade attacks left more than 150 dead and hundreds more wounded. Reports are blaming Islamic terrorists. Yohannan points out that 8 major attacks in India this year were initially blamed on Islamic terrorists but were later credited to Hindu extremists. Pray for peace and safety in India. You're listening to Mission Network News. Youth for Christ is having an impact on gang activity in the U.S. YFC's Tacoma, Washington director Bobby Arkills says their team is involved in the juvenile justice system and specifically in gang activity. Arkills says one gang member attended YFC's program on and off. Philip was killed last month in a gang-related shooting at a Tacoma community center. What followed was nothing short of miraculous.
Over the next 6 hours, our staff were contacted and literally counsel kids through that night, Saturday night, all day Sunday, and have been on the front lines ever since.
Arkills says at memorial services, more than 100 young people responded to the gospel. He says their work is having an impact, especially with the TF gang.
We literally have seen some girls come out of that gang, gang leaders, come to Christ, go back to their fellow gang members and say, This will not meet your needs. This gang, these people don't have your back. They will not cover you. They will not be your friends when it gets difficult. And we're leaving the gang, and you should too.
Next, Christian radio broadcasts are needed in Somalia as piracy becomes a growing threat. Vice President of Words of Hope, Lee D. Young.
These pirates can roam the coast off of Somalia and not feel that there's really a likelihood that they're going to be confronted. They may be stopped, but they're not going to be punished or taken anywhere, so the risk factor is low.
While piracy remains a threat to both Somalia and Kenya, the government's done little to help.
There really is not an effectively functioning central government, and so warlords, anarchy seems to prevail in Somalia. And that makes it an area where gospel broadcasts are especially important, as it's one of the only ways that people inside that country have any basis for hope or a different view of life.
And 13 Latvian students have joined Bible studies after attending Teaching English as a Foreign Language classes provided by Greater Europe Mission. Students attended the courses with American short-term missionaries at the Bauska Baptist Church in Latvia. They were able to improve their English and hear testimonies from the volunteers, amazed at what Christ had done. If you're interested in similar short-term mission trips with GEM, visit our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sat7's making available the music video, The Lord's Prayer, yours free for the asking. It's a moving, high-end production that shows how the power of the Lord's Prayer unites Arab Christians, serving as a reminder to us to pray for them as they reach out at Christmas time. Get your free DVD at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.